Nadar, Parakimel, Mishnah Dalad. Nodrin leharogin, a person can make a nether for bandits that are going to kill to take money. Vile haramim, and also bandits that won't kill, they'll just take money. Vile moichsin, and also people that are collect taxes. These are not people that just collect the regular government taxes, because those you have to give. You can't make a nether to circumvent it. We're dealing with thieves, like the Rav points out, like bullies that just make up their own tax. Or it sounds like Taisanta's bringing that even officials who are supposed to collect the regular tax from the government, they raise the tax arbitrarily for a higher amount, so that extra money is just going into their own pocket. Those are also thieves. Shehi truma, that you're making a nether that this food that they want to take is truma, afal pisha ain't a truma, even though it's not truma. Like the guy saying, he's offering himself all the food in the world if this item is not truma. Or shehin shel beis hamelech, afal pisha ain't shel beis hamelech, making a nether that it belongs to the king, it's owed to the king or whatever, even though it really doesn't. Because this bandit, or thief, if he knows that it's truma, or it belongs to the king, even the person that's about to kill him for it, it's an interesting thing, he won't kill if he knows this thing is usher to eat. He won't eat something that's usher, even though he would kill to eat something that's mutter. And it's interesting, there is some kind of mitzvahs in the world. We see that some people, they'll eat kosher, even though they're not keeping any of the other mitzvahs. There's a certain gnai to eating something that's usher. Like the Gemara says in Chulin, how Hashem protects the behemtim shel tzaddikim and tzaddikim themselves, that they shouldn't come to eat something that's usher. There's something that's detested about eating something that's usher that people will be more careful even killing, you see, which is obviously crazy. Or if you don't say that, the Rav says you could just say that once he says it's truma to this ganav, truma has much less value, only the Kohanim eat it, there's much less demand for it, it's much cheaper, so it's not valuable at all. Now, when he makes this nether, Taisanta brings the Gemara that he should have in mind that he's only asering himself for one day. Because normally, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, what you're thinking doesn't really count against what you actually said. Here, this case of nidrei onsim, we do say dvarim shebelev dvarim. We do go after what his thoughts are, but we're going after his thoughts to clarify what he said. That's why he has to have in his mind that he's asering himself only for one day. He can't just have in his mind whatever I'm saying is worthless, because you have a stira, what he says and what he's thinking. You can't have a complete stira. I guess you can have a stira like what we do on Kol Nidre, because there you don't have a stira with what you think and what you say. There you have a stira with two things that you said. When you said something on the night of Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, versus a nether the guy makes later in the year. So there you have a stira. And on that, we said, depending on how you learned, that what you said earlier can be mevatel what you're saying now. But here you didn't say anything else. Only because we know it's a Nidre Onsim, does that work? Not to be mevatel what you said, but it allows us to accept your clarification of your dvarim shebelev that I only meant for one day, because we know that people that are doing this usually only mean one day because they're doing it just to save themselves. And by like Nidre Zeruzin, where you had merchants, one guy made a nether, he's not going to sell them for less than four. And one guy says he's not going for more than two. There's no din that a person has to think while he's selling that I'm going to be mevatel this. I'm only doing this to push the buyer. We don't require such a thing. The reason is, the Achronim say, Reb Shimon Shkop and Rav Aaron Kotler, that's different because you don't even need Dvarim Shebelev there, because the lingo of those people, the merchants, the lingo itself is self-understood that they're really not making a nether. We don't even need his mind to tell us what he's really thinking, because we know from the words themselves of merchants that that's what they're doing. There's no additional clarification needed. Masha Enkin over here, there is some clarification needed because some people could asser themselves all the food in the world. Only because we know the situation that it's Nidre Onsen that he's being forced, do we then go after his lave, but we do require his lave to think that it's only asser for one day. Mishnah continues, Beshame Omen Bakol Nodrin. Beshame says that a person can be noder anything to save himself. And this, by the way, you see, it's not just to save his life, because we're dealing with just people that are just going to steal from him anyway without killing him. Just to save money, you can do this, because you're being forced. But dafka neder, chutz mi b'shvua, but don't make a shvua. Don't, like, swear that this thing is not truma, or whatever, something like that. Because swearing is more chomer. There's a much stronger avera by swearing. Uveisil armim af b'shvua. Beisil says, you can even swear. And on this too, Tfras Rol explains that even when he swears, like if he swears that it's truma, he has to think, what I mean by truma is, truma means laharim, to raise it. That this is something I raise on my shoulder. So he has to have in mind that that's what he's referring to, not actual truma. Or is a shvua not to eat fruits. If this is not truma, same thing, he has to have in mind, like we said, just for one day. That's Beisil Shita. Beshamay Yomrim lo yiftach lo b'neder. Beshamay says, don't initiate with a nether. Only if the guy asks you, then make a nether. Like you could say, hey, this is truma, but don't make a nether to back it up unless he asks. Beisil Yomrim af yiftach lo. Beisil says, you can even voluntarily make this nether to him without even asking for it, just to prove your point. Beshamay omen b'mashu madiro. Beshamay says, if the thief makes you make a nether, we're only considering it nidrei onsin, and we're not considering it a nether, only if you're making the nether to what the thief said. The Mishnah will tell us what this means. Uveisol omen af b'mashu eno madiro. Beisol says that you can even make a nether to what the bandit didn't force you to make a nether. Ketzat, so what's the case? Amru lo. So the bandit said to him, Emor, I want you to say, Konim ishti nenes li. Say that your wife can't have hana from you. V'omar, and the guy says, Konim ishti ubanai nenen li. Not only that, the guy says that he's being konim his wife and his sons from having hana. Beshamay oimrim ishta muteras ubanav asurin. Beshamay says, you said too much. Although your wife is mutter to you, but your children are usser. Because as far as your children are concerned, you didn't have to do that. And you weren't considered a nidrei onsen. They didn't force you to make a nether by your children. Therefore, your children are usser. Davhana. Uveisil oimim elu ve'elu mutarin. Uveisil says, even the children are mutter. Because the whole reason the guy's bringing the children into the mix is to prove his point and make it sound like he's being more truthful. And that's still part of the total duress here of being forced to make this nether, like the Nemuka Yosef explained. And Farisol points out that in all these cases, Allah is like Beis Hillel.